This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. As Joshua Bell was growing up in Bloomington, Indiana, his introduction to music came in large part by way of Johann Sebastian Bach. He would hear his mother and his sisters play Bach inventions on the piano. His father, a former Episcopal priest, worshipped in his own way to recordings of Bach's B minor Mass. And Joshua Bell made his first public performance with an orchestra at the age of 7, performing a Bach violin concerto. Now at age 46, Joshua Bell is finally doing something that might surprise you.
Basically, this is my first Bach album, even though I guess I've made some 40 albums in the last 30 years. But I finally felt ready to do a record of Bach. I found the right collaboration with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields and really felt ready for it and enjoyed it so much.
For his first Bach recording, Joshua Bell starts with Bach's Violin Concertos No. 1 and 2. Then, Bell does something rather unconventional. He features an arrangement of an arrangement of Bach's Chaconne from the Partita No. 2, music originally written for unaccompanied violin.
Someday I will record the solo sonatas and partitas, I hope, in their original form and the way they should be recorded. But I thought it would be fun on this album with the two concerto to do something a little different. An idea that I had, which was to do the chaconne, but do it with an accompaniment, which is something that was done in the 19th century with piano accompaniment. Mendelssohn wrote his sort of homage to the chaconne by writing a piano improvisation accompaniment, and so did Schumann. So I chose the Mendelssohn and had it orchestrated, and it turned out actually better than I could have expected. I did the same treatment to the gavotte from the E major partita, and I used Schumann's accompaniment because Schumann wrote piano accompaniments to all the partitas and sonatas. And so it's something a little different on this Bach album.
Joshua Bell starts every day by playing Bach's sonatas and partitas for solo violin. He knows these works inside and out. So as you might imagine, playing these new arrangements pose their own challenges.
Playing it, at first it was quite disconcerting because you know, you're not used to hearing these counterpoints that were not written by Bach, that were in the imagination of Mendelssohn, for instance. You know, with the solo chaconne, Bach couldn't write every harmony. A lot of it is left to your imagination as you're playing. You're supposed to fill it in your brain. Well, Mendelssohn, with an orchestra accompaniment, can fill in all kinds of things and harmonies that actually you might not have imagined. But in some ways, it's in certain places it adds drama and richness, sort of in a 19th century way, but it's still, you know, the beauty of Bach still comes through.
Through the music of Bach, Joshua Bell believes that each of us is given a glimpse of the essence of life itself. If you really want to hear the soul of Bach, Bell suggests you listen to the slow movements of the violin concertos or the popular Air on the G String from Bach's orchestral suite in D major.
It's one of the most beautiful pieces in all of classical music. I think there's a reason why it's played so often at weddings and at funerals. That's the thing about Bach. You can do it at either one of them because it's just sheer beauty and heaven, you know, that you can go either way. The soul and beauty of Bach comes through in his slow movements.
It may have taken Joshua Bell more than 30 years to make his first Bach recording, but it was sure worth the wait. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.